Well, it is Patriots Friday, last one of the season, and we conducted what we thought would be a routine interview with Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai at about 7:20 this morning, and he said some interesting things, and so there have been some requests for a rare content replay so that you can get context for those who may not have been listening to Jelani Tavai, who plays for a football franchise that has two measly wins at home in two seasons, and in which he said that fans are not qualified to do the job of Jerod Mayo or the New England Patriots players, and that fans should know their place. So so that you can hear it, because we've gone back and forth on it, so you can hear it in its context, here's a rare content replay of the way that interview went this morning. Has this been one of those seasons that just flies by?
I wouldn't say that.
Okay. I would hope not.
Well,
Jelani, when you look at this season, I think, and I asked Mayo this on Monday, like the one thing that you believe you guys could have did differently that would have changed your win-loss record. If there's one thing you could point out, if you could go back to do differently now, what do you think that would be?
I don't know, man. I don't live in the what ifs. But it's just the little things. That's what I want to fix.
Jelani, there's been a lot of opinions going into this last game when it comes to people looking forward towards the draft position for you guys. What's that like as a player to hear the outside noise of people wanting you guys to lose in the last game? And how has Jerod Mayo handled that amongst you?
One, we don't listen to outside noise. I mean, this is the first time I'm hearing that we got the pick, so I haven't really been focusing on what's going to happen in the future. I've been trying to just dial in on making sure that, we were prepared for this weekend. And whoever's playing out there against us for the Bills, we just got to make sure that we're prepared to the best of our ability. And we go out there and start the new year right. You know, it's 2025, and, I think our New Year's resolution is to just get this win before we go into the offseason.
Jelani, you didn't know that you guys have the number one pick right now?
I mean, I don't pay attention to that stuff. Right now, I'm so focused on making sure that, you know, my body's right for this this game. You know, that's by far more important to me than what's going to happen later on when I'm not here.
We were just discussing,
and when I say not here, that's the offseason.
Yeah. we were just discussing Pro Bowl selections. You think that Christian Gonzalez could have been on that list?
The Pro Bowl, yeah, of course. You know, his film doesn't lie. You know, this guy's been shutting down top receivers, and you know, and if he's not in the All Pro selection, then you know, then everybody should be looking straight to him, because that's, I don't know, in my opinion, that's BS. I mean, he's definitely, if not the top corner, then at least in the top five. So, I think it's kind of rubbish. I don't know. The Pro Bowl is a really popularity contest at this point. So, you know, I wish our fans would have voted more for him, because he's been having a hell of a year, especially returning from his injury last season.
Jelani, it's been a constant theme from you and your teammates publicly discussing why you like Jerod Mayo as a coach. I'm just curious, if everybody wants him back so badly, why has the team not showed up over these last 3 to 4 weeks?
What do you mean by not showing up?
I mean, the Chargers game was an abomination. I mean, 40-7 at home.
Yeah.
It was. It didn't look like from the outside that it was a bunch of players that were playing to prove why Jerod Mayo should be back next season as head coach of the Patriots.
I don't think that's the problem of guys not showing up. I think the guys showing up. I mean, we're talking about the past few games. You go back to the Bills when we played them. It was by far the best complimentary football that we've been playing since probably what, Chicago, and I believe that the Bills are probably what, the number two seed in the AFC right now, and they're definitely one of the best teams in the league. So when we talked about what are the things that I wish I wanted back, as in the little things, it's those are part of the little things, whether it's tackling or you know, ball security. Those are the little things that bite us in the butt and, you know, put us in a big hole. So I think the guys show up. It's just a matter of us just making sure that we execute. But yeah, definitely would love to have Gerard back, and you know, he just brings that light and energy to the guys. So definitely you're a reflection right now, and for guys to just look themselves in the mirror and check themselves that way, that when we get back, or actually for this game, we gotta be at our top game regardless on who's playing. You know, we gotta play the game right.
Jelani, when you have guys come out after the game like Daniel and Kwale say that he saw some quit in players, how do you feel about that? Is that something that you might have saw in guys? I mean, you're getting, like you said, you're getting beat up pretty good, and maybe you see some guys that are kind of looking.
You said, did I see guys quit?
Like, well, yeah. I think Daniel and Kwale said after the game he saw some guys that, you know, on the team that might have checked out a little bit when you guys were getting beat pretty good.
Oh, I didn't. I was too focused on trying to freaking get them to stop scoring. I didn't really pay attention to that. I was just frustrated at the fact that we were getting blown out. I was just in a pissed off mood about how the game was going. And that, again, that's on us as players. You know, we can't. If guys were checking out and stuff like that, again, it goes back to what I'm saying right now, is it's on us as players to not allow that to happen. You know, we gotta nip that in the butt. And if we don't, then, you know, that's what the front office and Mayo's gonna do later on. So anybody who's doing that, they gotta realize that they're putting themselves in a bad situation.
There were teammates of yours who were frustrated that fans were booing. Does that bother you?
I was, of course. I think, I don't know. I don't know. I was frustrated. I definitely think I told a fan to quiet down in a non-polite way.
But can you see how, like, can you see as a player, you know, and I've played before when fans are booing and they're calling for coaches' jobs, like, can you see, like, I get why fans are doing that when we put a product out that doesn't look that good, rather than being, you know, going kind of what Dedrick Wise said and going, all right, these, you know, fans tend to be a little bit spoiled. But do you see the side that the fans are coming from when the product looks bad?
I don't know. There's a reason why they're fans. You know, everybody can say what they think that we should be doing, but in the long end, they're not qualified to do what Mayo is doing, or, you know, or whatever the Crafts are doing. You know, they're fans. Like, and I appreciate them at times, but sometimes they just got to know their place and just, you know, understand that it's a work in progress. Rome wasn't built in one day, you know, and there's been, like I said before in another interview, there's been teams that have shown, you know, a work in progress team, you know, like, the Lions, what, 4 years ago when Dan Campbell took over, what were their record?
They had 3 wins.
Right. Yeah. Do you guys remember what their record was?
Yeah, 3-13, I believe it was.
Okay. And then these past 2 years, I'm not trying to compare, but that's a goal that we're trying to develop here in this new, like, regime. You know, that's the vision, you know, to get to where, you know, or to get to how the Lions are, you know, improving, you know, because that's the type of team that we see ourselves as a playoff contender, and you know, unfortunately, that's not, like, this year. So,
but Jelani, I would say that game last Saturday was a miserable day. I mean, it was gross. It was raining. It was disgusting. The fans that showed up have more than earned the ability to express their displeasure with a product on the field,
that
has gotten worse.
They can do that. they could do that. And then I, as a player, can tell them the same thing. I'm the one breaking my back right now. So, like, what, I don't have an opinion? From what I'm hearing?
Yeah. That's a good point, Jelani. But, like, David Andrews was asked about it, and he said these people are paying good money to watch good football, and that's not the product that's on the field right now. So it's interesting to hear.
100%. That's not what we're, like I said, we're not trying to put this film out there.
Right.
You know, we're not. That's not our goal. That's not our mission. Because if we keep putting film on like that, none of us will have a job. And it's not. And it doesn't. It has nothing. It doesn't entirely point fingers to Mayo. It points to everybody on the field, whoever, coaches, players, and front office. So it's not a everybody point the finger at Mayo. You know, fire him. And when I hear that, it's like F everybody who's on the field because you guys. You know, you guys suck. That's what I'm hearing.
Mm. Okay. Sound any different to you when you hear it a second time? Or
no. I think it's still like, you know, I think it's still like
frustration.
Yes. Like your team sucks. Just be like, as a player, we suck. I suck.
I mean, he says that they don't care about the outside noise. Isn't that what the fans booing is?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Okay. So they do care about the outside noise.
Well, because he's not the first player to say it either. Like, that's what I think we're losing here, is this has been a theme for the Patriots this season. There's been this narrative where these guys are coming out, whether they're saying they're noticing other guys quitting out there, they're upset about the fans, their reaction.
Preach, Courtney.
That is where it's all, we're at the end of the season, and it's hit a point where people are fed up with it.
It's hit a nerve. When you say guys are quitting,
mm-hmm.
Guys,
we're soft.
We had this conversation before at the end of games, like guys turning down tackles, making businesses, whatever it is. And Jelani's kind of gotten upset of that all year long when we've asked about it because he goes, well, I'm not one of those guys. But we're not saying you're one of those guys. Your teammates are saying there are guys out there.
There are guys. It's your teammates that are saying it.
It feels like this is the beginning of the final week of Jerod Mayo as the head coach of the Patriots.
This ain't helping him.
No. And Ken came in, and we all know Ken doesn't overreact. He barely reacts. But he walked in, and he said, boy, coming back with a bang. Did he not say that exact quote?
That's exactly what he said verbatim.
Thank you. But he actually sounded less strong.
This is Jake from Boston. Hey, Jake.
What's up, boys? What's up, girl? How are we all doing?
What's up? What's going on?
Listen. Let me give Johnny Tavai a cold, hard football fact. His head coach's top three qualifications were this. He wore Robert's special pin in the right place. He is nice and subservient to the owner, unlike Bill. And he gets to brag to the Hamptons about following the Rooney Rule. And I know you have to tiptoe around it, but the Rooney Rule states and rewards teams for hiring other people's minority candidates. But instead of Robert pitching Jerod for jobs over the last 2 years, he locks down a inexperienced, unqualified candidate in advance and further screws his own team over. But here's the thing, and Sunday could be ugly, but Robert has something in his back pocket if he wants to use it, which is 20 years ago, the Patriots went to the Jets for an end-of-season game. The Jets were awful. They refused to serve booze at Giants Stadium because their fans a couple weeks earlier had pelted snowballs on Cleveland Browns players. The Jets also did it in 2009 because they had a night game to close out Giants Stadium, and they just said, forget about it. We're going to eliminate the booze. And then today, the Surgeon General says we should put warning labels on alcohol because they're dangerous like tobacco. So if you're Robert, aside from firing everyone from Jerod to now, I think you got to fire Stacey James because this was Jelani Tavai has no media training over there giving brain dead answers. I think your right play, just don't sell booze on Sunday. No alcohol from the 300 levels to the club levels. Just don't open up the possibility if you're so scared of what could happen on Sunday beyond the paperbacks and possibly needing to strip. And mind you, he can't strip season ticket holders anymore because he's going to lose about 5,000 during the offseason. So it's not 2004 anymore where if you go to the bathroom in the wrong restroom, he strips your season tickets like that. He needs to kiss all their butts. the way to go might be to ban the booze on Sunday.
I would be in favor of that. Dry January for me, Curtis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he bans the booze, Greg. I'm not coming. Yeah.
2 days in, so feeling pretty good.
Oh, yeah, two full days. Good for you. Yeah, I'm happy for you. Yeah,
right. Enjoy your dry January.
The only thing that has me nervous is the snow show.
Are you going to drink, man?
Which is, I have a date for the snow show. I just have to wait. I think Monday I'll have the full announcement.
I think you're
for a snow show.
You're allowed a snow day as well.
No, I think
I gotta go the whole month.
Yeah, if you say it's gotta be it.
Well, I think that you are allowed. If you make it one only drinking one day out of the entire month, I think that's very good for you.
Then just go, listen, I'm going with a half dry January.
You're going with a damp January.
Yeah, right. I mean, but then again, do we really need to hear it?
No.
That you're going with a dry
January. What's the point of doing dry January if you can't tell everyone you're doing a dry January?
Curtis does a dry every month.
Just do it.
It was the best I've ever felt when I've done it. So I think, and for men, it's way better.
Just do it, and you know what? More power to you. But if you choose to drink, just say, all right, I'm going with a half a dry January.
I think that the pregame for the snow show will be fine.
You don't need to drink to have fun.
All right, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Celtics pull off a close win in Minnesota, 118-115, the final without Jaylen Brown or Kristaps Porzingis. Anthony Edwards had a chance to tie it with 3.1 remaining on the clock, but his three hit the rim. Jason Tatum had a hell of a game, 33 points for him. Derek White had 26. Elsewhere in the league, Jimmy Butler has told Miami he wants a trade. Butler reportedly doesn't have a list of places he wants to go, indicating he would go anywhere but stay in Miami. The Bruins fell to the Rangers, ending New York's four-game losing streak. Elias Lindholm had the sole goal for the Bees, while Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 25 saves in the loss. And we have the final team locked in for the college football playoff semifinals. Notre Dame took care of Georgia last night in the postponed Sugar Bowl. 23-10 was the final. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right. Polar vortex, Greg. Get those hot takes ready to warm up Boston as the cold air plunges through. It feels like 19. Doesn't look like we're going to be outside of the freezing zone for about a week.
Oh.
So.
Well, it happens every January, so right. We can't complain about it, right?
And do what I always said, Greg. If you do want to have a drink, you're not drinking alone if the TV's on.
Oh. Okay. All right. Good to know.
Yep.
We will be right back. Shyam, I appreciate the intent, but I told you, dry January, if you could, refrain from any kind of triggering alcohol-related rejoin music, if you could.
I would just say it's a good day to do this. Two things. It was just broken by the U.S. Surgeon General that alcohol is the leading cause of cancer.
Okay. So,
and we should have alcoholic drinks with a warning label. So excellent. Now that you're healthy, I love it. Welcome aboard. What are the big weekend plans for dry January?
I guess the weekend would probably would look a little different. But I do have one plan, which is that DMs and I are going to start our sourdough bread.
Oh, actually, Greg.
I'm very excited about this. We have to name and start the dough.
That's on my intentions list.
Wait.
To make sourdough.
This is all making sense, Greg.
I'm very excited about this.
Does stopping drinking cause your masculinity to go away? Is that why I am the way I am?
Very excited about we're going to make some bread in the new year. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited about it.
Greg, it's really interesting you bring this up because I actually have a new open for this.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, okay. I crafted one. It's a little bit more creative than the Jackson 5 one, okay. I promise. Right. But here's how this one goes.
Okay.
The word itself makes some men uncomfortable.
And now, another dramatic episode of...
He's fragile. Very fragile.
How whipped is he?
Very funny. No, we're doing... we have to start with our starter.
Mm-hmm.
We have to prepare the starter.
Right. Do you have the only starter you're familiar with is the golf starter.
It's 7 days of the starter.
Do you have
you're
one
familiar
your...
with this. Well, I'm very excited about it. I've never made bread before.
Do you have the proper glass storage?
Of course. Okay. We bought all the things on Amazon.
So we got to get yeast and all that other stuff?
Well, flour, and then you have your starter for 7 days.
Well, you have to feed it.
And then we have to feed our starter.
I'm not an expert on anything, Greg, but I'm almost 9 years in. And if I was going to start drinking, this process of making sourdough bread may be the elixir. Like, why else would you do that if you can't booze while you're doing it?
Is DMs are doing a dry January?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, she
should,
together.
Oh, she should totally taunt you.
She's the reason you're doing Dry January, right?
No. I decided I would try to lose a few pounds.
I don't think it's the drinking, Greg.
What's eating?
Yeah, I think you're doing both.
That's why I'm making sourdough. I'm very excited about it.
Well, that's what they say.
When she brought it up, she said, would you like to, this could be our project together.
Yeah.
Which is to feed the starter for 7 days. So you feed the starter and then you make all your sourdough loaves off of the starter.
And there are tons of recipes that you can use the discard from the starter to make unbelievable cookies and other things.
That's what anybody will tell you when you're trying to lose weight. Eat more carbs.
Right.
So make bread.
We really had a great show today, and this is totally ruining it.
I'm trying to lose weight, so what are you doing for the week? Oh, we're making bread.
I'm not going to drink anymore, and I need a starter.
I resent the implication that I'm whipped, though. I mean, I am as excited about making the bread as anything I've been excited for in my entire life.
You seem thrilled.
I'm as excited for making the bread as I am for our show excursion to the Patriots game suite on Sunday.
Who's in?
Everybody but Wiggy.
Awesome.
Yeah. Wiggy committed to it, and then he saw the chance to make a couple bucks doing some appearance in Methuen.
Ty and I will be doing an appearance, so being a Hall of Famer. Huh?
Paid?
Well, I mean.
Yes, Wiggy.
Do you do anything for free?
It's a trade for gift certificates, but he'll be there. Don't worry
about it. Get that money.
And believe me, they get a lot more out of me than they do, than I get out of them, believe that.
Well, you're going to miss probably the greatest game of the season if you're not with us on Sunday.
I'll be watching it.
Well, I'm grateful because James has Wiggy's seat, so it'll be a big outing.
There you go. He can have my seat.
Get there early. It's a sellout.
At least there'll be no traffic.
That's true.
Yeah. You'll be able to breeze in and out of Gillette.
All right. Joining us now, an Odyssey Sports Wagering Insider, the host of You Better You Bet. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check all of the latest lines out right now on the BetMGM app and make sure you catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 on the BetQL network and watch from 6 to 7 p.m. on NBC Sports Fast Channel or Peacock. I saw this announcement over the break, and our guy Nick Kostos is the man on the come up. He's now on television. Nick, congratulations.
Thanks, buddy. My house is a big sourdough bread house, so
really?
I'm with you on all this. Yeah, my wife loves it. I would say I like it, but she loves it. So like we have, I don't even know, there's like some bakery here, and like she goes and we have sourdough bread in our house every week. So I'm with you here on this.
But have you ever done it together?
No,
but there's nothing I am looking forward to more than the two of us preparing a little sourdough with extra love.
You're not very convincing on that. I'll say this. All the people, Greg, that are ragging on you, see, my opinion is, yes, he is whipped. That's okay. This is the sign of a healthy relationship when you're doing stuff like this. This means things are going well.
That's
like, this should be that Greg is happy. Like, you think, like, if you hate the person you're with, you're baking bread? Like, there's no way. So this is a good thing. Greg, I'm happy for you, buddy. Yeah. And you are whipped, and that's okay. And it's not that big a deal. Signed, someone who is married and whipped.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Happy wife, happy life.
That's exact. That is, let me tell you something. That is definitely true.
What do you want to start with? You want to start with NFL or you want to start with college football?
Whatever you want. Also, I'm doing Dry January also.
Oh, you are?
I don't really drink, though, so I don't know if that's really like...
It doesn't count, then.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, so whatever you want.
I don't think you do any downers.
Well, I used to. Is pot a downer?
Alcohol is a downer.
Oh, pot. Yeah. Well, I mean, I used to drink.
Weed. Oh, yeah. Weed's a downer, too.
Oh, well, I mean, I used to. Now, like those... See,
what's
now that I have a kid, now like all those avenues of pleasures on the highway of life have unfortunately been closed. So now I'm just sober all the time.
What's a downer?
Like it brings your energy down.
Like alcohol is a depressant.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Maybe you're just drinking the wrong alcohol. That's what it sounds like. Because when I drink, I ain't depressed. When I smoke, I definitely ain't depressed. You're just doing the wrong.
The second one.
Yeah. But no, Greg, it's interesting because when you look at like the AFC and the NFC, there's really only a few games, right? Cincinnati's still in the mix, right? But that's probably the biggest game since.
Yeah, but Wiggy, like there are some of these games that I think, you know, everyone rags on Week 18 in the same way everyone rags on the preseason, like betting these things. I think there are some like big time betting opportunities in some of these games where there's nothing to play for. Also,
really,
yes.
Because I thought like the Cincinnati's, they're going to Pittsburgh. They need a win, but it looks like Denver should be able to win that game.
I love Kansas City to cover the spread in that game.
Really?
Love Kansas City. Right. So Denver wins, and Denver is the seventh and final wild card team in the AFC. So winning in for Denver. Kansas City has already clinched home field advantage in the AFC playoffs, so the Chiefs are resting their starters. Patrick Mahomes isn't playing in the game. But it's not like Kansas City's backup quarterback is a curtain-jerking jabroni. Like, Carson Wentz isn't great, but he's also not terrible. And last year, Week 18, the Rams played the Niners. Both the Rams and the Niners sat their starters. And it was Carson Wentz versus a quarterback everybody might have heard of who's been amazing this year, named Sam Darnold. And Carson Wentz was better than Darnold in that game, and the Rams won. So this is not like a terrible quarterback playing for Kansas City. I like the Chiefs a lot to cover the spread on Sunday at Denver, plus 10.5.
When it comes to college, Costos, I mean, we can't bet here in Massachusetts, but if you're betting, what game are you going to put your money on? Are you going to do Cotton Bowl, or are you going to do Notre Dame, Penn State?
You can bet here. You just can't bet on
Boston College.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought we couldn't bet in college at all.
Well, this is the parlay princess?
Yeah. No, I've been staying college. Away when I'm on
She's
the
parlay princess in the NFL. No.
When I'm on BetMGM, I'm looking through and I say, college, stay away.
No, you can bet college.
Oh.
What I would do, Courtney, just bet Ohio State to win the championship. They're going to beat Texas. They will beat either Notre Dame or Penn State in the national title game. I think it'll be Notre Dame that they end up playing. Ohio State is the best team. I'm going to give a really nerdy analogy here because I'm a massive nerd. Ohio State's like Keanu Reeves at the end of The Matrix. He realizes he's Neo, and he just destroys everybody. Like, they're the best team, and now they know it. They're not doing the stupid stuff they did when they lost to Michigan. They have NFL players all over the field, including, like, the 19-year-old wide receiver who might be the first overall pick in the draft this year at age 19,
yeah.
Jeremiah Smith, who's insane. If anyone watched the Rose Bowl you saw against Oregon. And just, like, keep this in mind, the last couple games for Ohio State. You know, Tennessee is not a bad team. Very good team. Oregon was the consensus number one team in the country. Ohio State obliterated both.
Yeah.
So I think they cruise to a national title here. They're plus 110, still plus money to win it all. I do like the Buckeyes.
Costos, the most anticipated NFL game of the weekend has to be Vikings-Lions on Sunday Night Football. It's currently Lions by 3. I lean just playing the Vikings team total just because of how bad the Lions defense has been and how banged up they are, to be completely honest. Like, they just have an entire starting roster of guys on IR. Where do you fall on this game and how would you approach it?
I think you're 100% right. So I think I would urge everybody to ask yourself this question. What's the minimum number of points the Vikings are scoring in the game? The minimum that Minnesota scores. The Lions know they can't stop anybody. Like, Detroit can't win a game 20-17. It's not possible. Not against, like, a decent offense, and the Vikings have a good offense. Their pass defense is abominable now with everybody that's out and injured. So Minnesota's going to score. So really what it comes down to is, you know, and this is what makes it a difficult game to bet, you know, Dan Campbell's going to go for it on these fourth downs. He's going to go for it on fourth and goals, right? If the Lions convert, like, they're going to win. And if they don't, they're going to lose and might lose by 10 or more. So I think Detroit is likely to win the game. I don't know if Detroit will cover the spread. I think it could be a close game. I actually think the best bet to make in the game is Minnesota plus 3, but it has to be a full 3. But Shime, I do agree. I think the Vikings are likely to score a lot on Sunday night.
Odds, and if there are, and I assume there are, and then your opinion on Mike Vrabel, who is interviewing with the Jets today, and where he ends up as a head coach.
So I think Vrabel will be a head coach. I think that, I mean, I think he'd be a good hire, which makes me think the Jets won't do it because they're so stupid. Like, I think he'd be an awesome hire. But I'll say this about Vrabel, obviously. I know it's like a beloved figure, like locally, obviously. Yeah. I think he has to come with a strong offensive coordinator because that's obviously, like, he's a quote-unquote, like, leader of men, and he's a good head coach, like, brought the Titans to the AFC title game. But you need a good offensive coordinator. Like, Arthur Smith was his guy when he was there. I think you've got to have a 21st century offense now. So I think Vrabel would be a good hire, but I want to see who he's paired with. I don't think the Jets will hire him because I think he's too good to go to the Jets. They will make a worse hire than that. Like, they'll bring Rex back or something.
Nick, let me ask this because I think this is a lock. Even though the number's high, the kid has been playing spectacular. And, you know, if it wasn't for Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, you could probably throw his name into the MVP race. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I know, what is it, minus 14? I think that's the game that you jump all over them. They know they need this game to win. Baker Mayfield is good for throwing 3 or 4 touchdowns a game.
Yeah, so I would say, Wiggy, my advice would be, if people like the Bucks, I like the over in the game also. We think Spencer Rattler's going to start on Sunday for New Orleans, and it's not going to be Derek Carr. But there's a lot that we still don't know about who's playing in the skill position group for New Orleans. Like Kendre Miller with Alvin Kamara likely to, like, is Kendre Miller going to play? Is Chris Olave going to play in the final game of the season? Is MVS going to play? So if New Orleans has, like, a full complement of players, Spencer Rattler was actually not bad last week for the Saints, and Tampa's defense is nothing to write home about. I would like the over in the game if New Orleans is going to have everybody playing, but I do think Tampa will win. Tampa will win the NFC South, and Tampa will host a home playoff game next weekend, wild card weekend.
All right. Anybody else? Curtis, you all set?
I like Texas over Ohio State, so we'll be head-to-head on that.
Ooh, so you like Texas to win?
Yes.
Wow. Really?
See, every time Curtis has been doing this all year long, I'm like, wow, illegal.
Curtis.
Every time Curtis has given a college bet, I'm sitting here like, damn.
But you know, Courtney, there are ways to like to bet like off shit. You don't have to bet on a domestic.
But I didn't think you'd be so willy nilly with it.
Well,
I
mean, I'm just a wild man.
I've been betting for 20 years. So, like, it just became legal like in the United States a couple years ago. Curtis, if you like Texas, like, you should bet them to win the game. You'll get a huge price on that for Texas to win the game outright.
Yeah, I just view Ohio State very simply. They've always been the most talented team. When they've had no pressure, they have been very good. Now they are the unquestionable pick to click to win the national championship. Texas has been sloppy but great. I'll take Sarkisian over Day in a high scoring game.
Sloppy but great.
Yep. That's what I would define that win against Arizona State. They were sloppy, but they were great when they needed to be.
He made some bad decisions in that game.
I don't know if they were great. I don't know if they were great against Arizona State, but they did win the game.
They sure did.
Well, Nick, great to hear your voice again. We missed you, or I missed you.
Thank you, buddy.
Any wishes for us before you go?
Yeah, I think the Bills will beat the Patriots this weekend, and wishing everybody. And I would, by the way, you guys are going to the game?
Yes.
Godspeed.
We're in a box. It's not
It's a workouting. We're in the suite. There's food.
Yeah.
We're not gonna. Obviously, we're gonna know our place, and we're not gonna boo anybody.
I saw that. You guys are all over the place this morning. With
I
that.
Know.
Yeah.
I mean, I just maybe the wrong turn of a phrase. Maybe is what.
I don't know. I listened to I was, you know, a humble brag. I was working out this morning, and I listened to the clip. Well, it was like a full 2.5 minutes. I feel like he definitely meant it. I don't think that was, like, he might cut, like, walk it back. He definitely meant it. 100% he meant it. Right? Right?
I think so. Yeah.
No, like, am I wrong about that? No,
not at all. It. You're right.
No, he meant it. No, he has disdain for fans.
Yeah.
And he also thinks that the Patriots are going to be the Lions in a couple years, which I don't know what, like, I'd like to know, is his weed a downer or an upper? That's what I want to know.
He did say he likes the fans sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, he has. I'm sure, like, when they're doing well and they're cheering, he likes them. I mean, they're one of the worst teams in the league. I mean, and also, like, I mean, you want to compare Jerod Mayo to Dan Campbell? Like, Jerod Mayo doesn't even know what running back he's starting 20 minutes before the game starts. I mean, give me a break here. Stop it. Stop. Stop.
All right, Nick. Thank you.
But hey, how great was it to vote Bill Belichick off the island? That was what an awesome decision. Ramondre Stevenson's not starting. Also, he is. Wishing everyone Minimal Sweats winning bets the absolute very best of luck.
All right, we'll be right back. Oh, I can't believe it's over. It's been. I missed you guys
while we were gone.
I enjoy vacation, but missed all of you, and glad we are all back together.
Everybody's back and healthy.
For the foreseeable future, and Jones and Keith coming up next. A lot to talk about with those guys. This is Carter from Maynard. Hello, Carter.
Hi, guys. How are you? Happy New Year. Very nice to have you guys all back together again. You don't realize how important it is in the morning for me to start my day off. And I bring you everywhere I go on the Odyssey app on a daily basis. So thank you and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too.
The first thing I'd like to say, and I know I want to be quick because you guys are on your way out the door, but it erates me that how we cannot speak our piece as fans. The amount of money that we spend on the paraphernalia, the concessions, the parking, the tickets, to have people to go out there and not play, give up, take themselves out of the game, walk back on their words. Do we have a coach? Do we have a player's coach? Do we even have a coach and how's the coach? Who's running the team? Jonathan, Kraft, I'm not really quite sure. I haven't been to one Bruins game this year. I will not go until they start playing better. Do you realize how much a ticket costs unless you go to a season ticket holder's seat? It's just absolutely outrageous that we cannot say how we're feeling and what we're thinking because it's going to poo-poo somebody else.
Yeah,
they've all turned into soft muffins.
Yeah, I think Wiggy. I think I can make soft muffins when I start feeding my starter
with your discard.
My discard, yeah. But Wiggy, I take Wiggy at his word, and he played in a different era. But he said it stuck with me earlier this morning that you knew fans were going to boo if you mm-hmm. weren't playing well, and you knew that was part of the gig.
Yeah, and I almost feel like as a player, like I'm just as upset as you, and I'm disappointed in my performance, and that motivates me to not want to, not let myself down, not let the fans down. You know, you don't want. So I was always kind of brought up and coached that way, and that if I sucked, I would say it was me. I got to do better. I was crap. I got to catch this. You know, you put the blame on yourself. And part of me says, well, maybe it's the generation. But, you know, Tavai's not a young guy. And they had a crappy season last year and they didn't get it. And it all comes down to, and I've always said it, and this is where I kind of do agree with you, and this is what potentially could get him fired, Mayo. It's about the culture you create. So if the culture created by the head coach is, we soft, we suck, we couldn't tackle anybody, we couldn't block anybody, we couldn't coach, we couldn't do this, we couldn't do that, then guess what the players are going to say when somebody puts a mic in the fan? If they put a mic in Mayo's face and say, the fans were saying fire Mayo, yeah, based off that performance, I'd be screaming the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, you said it earlier, and I think it's a good point, is that we had Jelani Tavai on the show last season.
Right.
Very similar spot when it comes to the record, and right. He did not utter anything like that whatsoever.
Because Bill, what did Bill say when the team played bad? Bill said, "We can't coach, we couldn't tackle, we couldn't throw the ball." Right? You know, like that was, and so players then, when asked about it, would kind of regurgitate what the message was. But if the message is kind of like, one guy on the team is saying, "I saw quit," another guy saying, "Well, I don't see that," another guy saying, we need to have changes with the coaches. But then the coach is saying, well, he didn't really mean that. And then he said, the coach says, well, they're soft, but I didn't mean that. We walked this back. One player's complaining about how he's got the best hands in the NFL. And he's arguably, you might as well not even have wasted a draft pick on him.
On the two of them.
Right. When they put up Ladd McConkey's stats, shout out to another UGA alum, you're like, really?
You also have Gerard Mayo saying that you can't take guys out of the game because you don't have enough talent to replace them. So now you've got Jelani Tavai out here saying, like, yeah, we're breaking our backs out here, and you guys are all booing us?
But Wiggy, be honest. Do you have Greg saved in your phone as McConkey?
I should, right? But, Courtney, you brought this point up before. It's not even about Gerard saying, oh, we don't have guys behind them to play. Gerard, like Nick was saying, this whole Gibson was going to start, then your
Ramondre
boy
ends up starting.
So, even that's a position where Ramondre was starting, but then only gets even with the better players that are still messing up, there's no accountability mm-hmm. there. And you, Courtney, you were on that a long time ago when they did that with Ramondre Stevenson.
Nice.
So, there's no accountability.
Just be careful. You're not qualified to judge.
No, and I take that on the chin.
I will say.
They're not qualified to do what Mayo is doing.
I will say this to Tavai. I did it. And I, if anything, I should be giving Mayo advice on the struggles of a first-year head coach.
Yes, you should. All right, Curtis, you had one thing before we leave.
Yes, so listeners of WEEI in the Morning will remember the name Iggy. He was a producer of the Dennis and Callahan Show for many years. I went to Rivers with Ian's sister, Price. A couple years ago, you'll remember, there was a story of a young woman, Price, dying from a, quote, one-in-a-million case of influenza. She was 36. She has two kids. Mm. She has a great husband named Jim. And she just got sick and then just didn't leave the hospital. She passed away suddenly right before Christmas in 2023. 2022, sorry. On Sunday at 10 a.m., they're doing an annual Run for Price at Woodland Golf Club. I'm going to stop by. Iggy's going to speak. The Maripol family, I mean this sincerely, one of the truly great families I have ever had the privilege of knowing. I dated their Price briefly in high school, and the family has been like a family to me ever since. And It's just a way to celebrate someone who went way too quickly, who is one of the most amazing people you'll ever get to know. So Sunday morning at Woodland at around 10, there's going to be a run for Price and then some food and drink inside.
And that's awesome. A picture of them up on?
Yeah, that's Price on the left, okay. And her husband James, Jim, and Rosie are the two kids. Oh.
And I would just like to point out, previously when there was any running going on at Woodland, it was the valet getting Curtis's father's keys. all right. Well, we have got to go. I thank you all for being here with us this morning. Great weekend. We'll see you all at the game on Sunday.
Yes. Bring your signs.
Get there early and leave early.
No, you have plenty of time to get in and out of there.
I got about a half in me. On Sunday.
Half in you?
Yeah, I got about a half, I think. maybe three quarters.
DM's coming?
Yeah, DM is coming.
Well, you don't want to see Joe Milton versus Trubisky?
Well, geez, I don't know. Can we leave our starter at home alone?
You're supposed to feed it every 12 hours. You're fine.
All right.
I actually want you to document this. I don't know any of this world. I would love to actually see how it's done.
Very big on TikTok, Curtis. Yeah,
you should also use mineral water, not tap water.
Really?
Yeah, that's what the people say.
And I'm going to name my starter.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is I have to come up with a name.
Greg thought you used the helped tears.
All right, Jones.
Use some castor oil, too.
Have a great,
bless your starter.
Have a great weekend. We're back on Monday. Jones and Keefe are next.